Now, we're back with Liam again. He's getting all the guns and things together from that point of view. It's laser combat you're going to introduce these guys to next, Liam.
Yeah, modern warfare laser combat, invented by the US Army for soldier training. Fires a electronic laser beam that hits the target's sensor on the hat or the gun. And when you hit the target, it'll take a life from you, and you enter each game with a number of lives.
So I'm thinking, actually, for balance sake, etc., let's go with Katrina and Francesca versus Jericho and Leslie. What do you think?
Well, sounds pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's the official time from that. High five, Sim. There's obviously confident there, very much so.
You need confidence.
And how do people actually judge? How do they win? Is it just a case of they live?
Basically, once all your lives have been expended, it will tell you that you've died.
Man down.
What noise does it make, David?
Well, when you receive a shot, when you get hit by someone else, your gun will go as if you've taken a shot to the stomach.
Kind of like,
And what? Then at the end, once you lose your last life, an American guy comes in saying, man down, medic.
That happens so often on our location reports, Katrina. I mean, it's just situated same old, really.
Do you?
Great stuff. I was almost tempted to go into the classic war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing, though. Perhaps not, you know.
You can have a look as well.
It is indeed a red dot scope, though, actually, looking at
that. So use
wonderful.
That to aim. You aim to shoot everyone, in the head mainly, but you can shoot the gun as well. So I shoot mainly for the hat, because it's 3 cents on the hat, it's a bigger target.
You have to actually hit... targets.
Just aim at the head in general or the gun in general. You don't actually aim at the individual sensors because, you know, so although the guns are very accurate because they were originally designed for the US military as training. Just at the general head or the gun will be fine. So when all you do to fire, obviously, is pull the trigger, which makes sound like this. Okay. You have it on the side, you've got a reload button, okay? The red button's a reload button, red to reload. You can press that red button at any time and it'll top you up to 80 bullets, okay? If you do forget to press it and it runs out of bullets, I'll let you...
I've just been shot about 100 times there. It's a general area.
Still
never mind.
Exactly.
Here you go. This is the sound it makes when you run out of bullets. Just a clicking like an empty gun. Press your red button and it's back loaded. Ready to fire again.
Quite literally lock and load then.
It is lock and load, yeah. As I said to you before, when you shoot someone, if I just... turn your gun on and start it. For me, 1 second. Oh, there you go. Okay, this is if you just turn it over on the side, so the speaker there. This is the sound it makes when you get shot. Oh, no, you're on my team.
Okay.
Now we'll have to shoot Katrina. Yeah, we've set it into team games, you see. So in team games, you can't actually shoot your own teammate. It's friendly fire off, we call it.
So no Americans then, obviously.
Yeah, well, these are American guns. That's why they have the option of friendly fire on or off.
Less than.
Okay. So I'll cover this sound up. Okay.
That's fairly painful.
So that's the sound you get when you get hit. Okay. And as I said, when you lose your last life, the gun will go, man down, medic. And that's it. It'll say game over on your little screen. Then you come out and we'll have a look, see how you got on.
Do you actually get? So that you're not going like bombs, like shooting everything.
You've got unlimited ammo, so you can fire away until your heart's content. And as I say, what we try to do is, as professionals ourselves, is we keep our hand on the red button. So basically what we do, as soon as we finish shooting, we press the red button. As you would on Call of Duty, you press the square button on a PlayStation or whatever. So you never run out of bullets that way. Last thing you want to do is jump up out from behind a cover, try to shoot someone, realise you've got no bullets, and then get shot.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, it happens quite often. You'll be amazed. But yes.
The scope's not on this at the moment.
Is it not? Right, that's probably a bit long for you as well, isn't it?
You said she wasn't going to notice we'd taken the scope off. Honestly. Are we all set then, Katrina? Are we set to actually win?
I'm a bit worried, to be honest.
Don't worry, you've got the magic of Jericho on your side. So Jericho, a.k.a. Rambo, I think is all. Are you set, Jericho?
I don't even need any... or anything, I'm just going to run free fall, I'm just running.
Use your fists.
I'm just going to block them with my arms.
Yes. Well, there we are, as we move into the next exciting adventure, the laser battle here at the Scarborough Military Adventure Park. Once again, a reminder, it's Katrina and Jericho. No, it's Katrina and Francesca versus Leslie and Jericho. So, all set then.
I'm a bit worried because I haven't actually been given a gun or anything.
Noticed.
I'm just karate chopping everyone on the net. Whoa.
It's the way forward, clearly, from that point of view. Leslie, are you all set for this then?
Absolutely up for it, yes. I mean, it's relatively simple to do, so I think it's open for everybody to enjoy. I think you should have a go, Alex. I really...
And Liam is actually just outlining the health and safety issues with respect to this game. Defined very much as stepping into a real-life version of Call of Duty, that virtual world phenomenon that most folk have actually taken part in. So we've got these sticks of dynamite, we've got the sticks that are actually all set and ready to go, we've got the flashers and so on, and Team Deathmatch is about to start. Nice encouraging little title. Anyway, here come the rules. I'm not sure if you're able to hear this. Once again, it's Ghostbusters versus, of course, the wonderful world of the Ninja Warriors. And it's difficult to know actually who to support here, but I think actually in terms of loyalty to the senior Southside members, etc., I will go for the Ninja Warriors with Katrina Lakin and Francesca Furman on their side, because Jericho and Leslie obviously on the other side have been with us for a little less time. So clearly in terms of the Ghostbusters, that have the whole range of things now. The official lines we heard earlier about the death noises that we actually get are very much featured. And I can see that obviously on a very blustery day, because conditions here, I know we're forecast something like 80 mile an hour winds to be taking place later on today. Thankfully we're not quite at that stage yet, but we are actually on the coast here at the North Bay in Scarborough. And as far as the team is actually concerned, they're almost ready to actually go. I mean, you can tell they're sort of itching to get into action. It's a bit like one of those situations where you see the footballers or rugby players or team players lining up for waiting for the national anthems before they actually go into battle, really. Again, crucial things that things are actually worked through in terms of where things should be entered. They're going through the system now. We might be joined shortly by Liam, as I say, on the observation thing, but they're currently actually sort of briskly actually working through. And in fact, they've set off at a fair trot here, which is always good, because it's a good way of actually keeping warm in terms of the whole thing. Strange enough, we've actually left the Ghostbusters team with Jericho and Leslie actually behind, so they're just sort of standing there waiting. Still, I suppose that's all part and parcel of the rich tapestry of modern warfare here at the Scarborough Adventure Centre that we're actually getting. In fact, most of Beth's Ninja Warriors now have actually gone completely out of sight. As I say, we've been looking in terms of the observation area at an area which is very much marked out by wooden slats and all sorts of other areas, reminding me a little bit of a kind of bizarre Western fort structure that you'd actually get, but clearly without any cowboys and Indians, because as far as I'm aware, the cowboys and Native Americans didn't actually have access to this particular kind of technology in the 19th century, unless of course you bring on board time travel as a possible option. Well, Liam has briskly actually come back from that. Team Ghostbusters actually now ready. Oh, we're here there, and Team Ghostbusters, I won't say they're off, but they are actually sort of moving in fairly solid fashion there. The youngsters are sort of leading ahead there, followed by Leslie. Jericho taking a leisurely pace at the back there, possibly wishing he was still actually in his miniature tank at this particular area, although certainly a miniature tank at 5 miles per hour would not be the case at all from that sort of point of view. We're getting the short shouts of fearsome volume in the background there. So the putting the fear of all sorts of areas into Beth's Ghostbusters here. I wonder actually who's actually going to win in this particular area. I say we obviously know who we're wanting to actually win. Will they actually win? Will actually Beth's Ninja Warriors actually do the business, or will there be something else? I think Liam seems to have picked up another thing. I think he's about to officially launch the whole thing now. The flare's actually going to be going up, and it'll be sort of slightly sardine. And there we are. Not so much a starting signal, more a kind of declaration of war. We're now actually sort of just seeing the sort of folk, obviously, under great experience here, ducking and diving, doing the equivalent of shucking and shiving between the two things there. Looking at another flare being loaded up from that point of view. Sounds of gunfire, purple smoke coming in the distance now. It's almost carnage there, very deep sort of purple smoke coming through at this particular area. It's feeling very much analogous to the whole war reporting scenario here, except I don't think actually most people who actually do the full war reporting thing necessarily have the whole zone of having to work by themselves with respect to camera and routine, although that's citizen journalism at its finest, really, so all sorting through there. And I think actually probably Liam is quite happily going to sort of just be taking a line in the system as the smoke and the flares are actually sort of laid off. It's not quite carnage there, but they're certainly sort of going for all sorts of other areas in this particular zone. Might actually wander down and get a general flavour of what's happening shortly. Once again, reminder you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location in association with Ather & Co. and Farm and All Nutritional Supplements here at the Military Adventure Park in Scarborough. Which is great stuff. Leslie obviously getting into the thing there, getting a sort of mention from that sort of point of view. It's very difficult to actually see who's shooting who. We possibly do with a sort of scoreboard to follow this through in various ways. So, you know, again, the activities going on in all sorts of ways here as far as the crew are concerned and so on. Another explosion about to actually take place in a few moments there. I think we just about actually heard that. The ringing of the ears will actually tell it from that sort of view. Liam, if we can grab a few words with you, because obviously you don't do very sort of things. Who's winning?
Who's winning? I think the Beth and Inter Warriors are currently winning, I think.
That's great, because that's very important from that sort of point of view. I mean, it's a bit of carnage there. Can you describe the sort of situation that they're going into at present?
Well, we've got team members all over the place. We've currently got a screaming Rambo-style man running across the game zone, getting shot quite a lot. And we've got the Beth and Inter Warriors, as I say, are winning because they're using the cover. They're flanking around the corner and they use the smoke that we put down as well.
So there are tactics that you can apply in this game, clearly.
Oh, there are tactics, all right. As I say, this is used for soldier training. You are aiming for a target, and if you use the cover and shoot them before they shoot you, you're gonna do better.
And the pink smoke, is that a particular sort of choice, or can you have a smoke of all sorts of colours as well?
Pink smoke. Yeah,
I don't. Or is it purple?
As I say, we are available in pink. That's probably our Hindu smoke.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay. Certainly, I think the ringing in the ears, it's not tinnitus, it's actually a kind of example of one of those large-scale bangs we heard earlier about.
Yeah, that was a bit condensed. I put this one down next to a bit of wood where there's no people around, so it echoed around a bit louder there than normal.
So roughly how long will this game be lasting?
This game will probably last about 10 minutes, really, just like Call of Duty.
And then we just pick up the bodies afterwards, presumably.
And then, there's a wagon that goes round. We chuck them in off to one side and we get a fresh load of children through.
Makes perfect sense, really. Recyclable, presumably.
Children are recyclable. We found we've got great plants growing at the back now.
Katrina, well done. Congratulations. I feel as though I lived every moment of that whole thing with you.
No, it was rather scary. And they all ganged up on me at the end.
No, it's unbelievable. We just sort that thing.
It's very mean.
It's dreadful. Did you win?
No, I think the other team won. But I was the last person standing in our team. So I'm quite proud of that achievement.
We're just getting the scores here, I think, from that point of view. We had a cheer from Beth's Ninja Warriors there. You were on Beth's Ninja Warriors, I think.
I was, yes.
So do you think they actually win? Perhaps we should actually find out on that basis. You're a good self. Obviously crucial that we do find out exactly who's actually won, who hasn't won, etc. as we work through that. Jericho, we noticed you were taking the sniper role there. Was that a deliberate choice?
Yeah, I was watching everyone's back, but stabbing everyone in theirs.
Excellent stuff on that.
Ross Kemp can go out there to Afghanistan, why can't I? I think we should arrange it for Southside. Jericho Keys on the front line.
Exactly. It's a definite sort of line that we could be taking there. We'll find out. So what are the scores there, so to speak?
1-1.
It was an actual...
What we did was, quick shouting match to get him fired up. Right. And Beth's Ninja Warriors won that, and then Ghostbusters have actually won in the gaming arena.
So Beth's Ninja Warriors are indeed the winners of the whole thing. This is wonderful because we've just actually been joined by the lady behind the Raw Animal Sanctuary, Norma Carrick. So here we are. Norma, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I noticed you've avoided the driving the miniature tanks and indeed the laser quest scenario.
No, I'd love a go. If I can jump out of an aeroplane, I can drive a miniature tank.
This is something which, Liam, you might be surprised to know that actually it was only a few months ago that Norman was actually parachuting down from the sky on this whole system.
Oh, very interesting. I've just started doing that as a voluntary role at a local drop centre.
Right. Oh, we did it to raise funds, two of us. Yeah, so
very, very
70th
good.
Birthday oh, present. Oh. Yes.
It's a whole new world. So, do I take it then that for our Southside team, that it was actually Beth Ninja Warriors that actually won on that particular thing for the Laser Quest shootout?
No, Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters won in the gaming arena.
That's okay. That's where we're sort of, at least we got that thing clarified on that basis. Liam, it's been fabulous sort of touching base with your good self. We're going to make our way around to the miniature railway, I believe, as far as that's concerned now. We shall sort of keep battling through on that particular basis.
Excellent. I think all that's left to say then is thank you very much for coming down. Much appreciated for your time. And if you get onto Facebook and see the Military Adventure Park page, you should get some photographs of today, as we do with everybody that comes down.